All right, joined by Andrew Milne as we get set for another Alberta Junior Hockey League season here. You'll finish up a very abbreviated preseason for you here tonight. What were you hoping to see last night and tonight from the players that are on the bubble for you?
Well, I think our camp being a short camp and quick camp has been pretty competitive, so we want to maintain that and keep that focus as the compete factor, and I thought it was good last night, and I expect the same out of our guys tonight.
Approximately how many players do you have coming into this weekend, and what do you need to get down to?
Well, we're sitting with 25. We'll be down to 23 by the time we get into Monday morning's practice.
Okay, excellent. Talk about your goaltending and what that's looking like at the moment.
Well, two guys that we're familiar with, obviously. Schweiler's been here before in the Okotoks and then into Spruce Grove. And then Hudson, Olds fans are a little familiar with. He played here last year for us a couple games and played out of St. Albert. So pretty happy with both guys so far.
Up front, obviously, Owen Jones, 19 goals his rookie year, 15 last year in both those 57-game campaigns. This year, we're going to play 54, but how confident are you that he's going to get to a 20-goal plateau this year?
Oh, I think Owen's going to be there. I mean, he's had a great summer. He looks great. He's poised to have success this year. He's excited. I think he's got a good supporting cast with him and the guys that we have around him, and I think, Owen's expecting to have a big year, and as are we.
Yeah, and the Canmore Eagles last year, 25 wins and finished in seventh place there. So, what are your expectations for this year?
Well, I think every year you set out that you want to have a good, opportunity to knock on the door of the championship. And I think that's for us this year. We've talked a little bit about that. And building off of last year's success, I mean, losing in Game 7 in the semifinals was a bit of a tough pill to swallow for the guys. I thought we had a pretty good, hard-fought series. And, that probably could have gone our way, and we would have been in the finals of the AJHL. So, our group wants to get back to that, and they want to get back there.
You obviously had a veteran blue line last year. How are things looking on the back end here for this season?
Well, I think we've added some players in there. Jared Brinson comes in as a veteran of 202 WHL games, and we've got guys that are going to step up and play in key roles, and Beagle is excited to step in and play, and Nolan Kazeel's been a part of that last year. So, I think the group as a whole is going to be sound defensively, but obviously, you don't replace a Brody Mortensen or a Brody Tulleman or Emmanuel Hudson very easily, so we're going to chip away at it and then work at getting better defensively.
The Devon Extreme get added, and we wind up balancing out with 12 teams and 6 in each division. How do you view the way that the league is set up for this season?
Well, I think the number of with 12 is great. I mean, it's going to be a competitive group. I mean, I think everybody realizes the strength of the league and how competitive this league is going to be, and I think it's going to be exciting for fans to get to come in and watch some really good hockey. I think that's the one thing, even the game last night, you just saw the fast-paced, exciting, entertaining hockey, and I think fans of the AJHL and junior hockey as a whole are going to be really impressed with the AJHL.
And obviously, you guys have a wonderful opportunity in having a hockey day in Canada in Canmore in January, so just how much are you looking forward to that, and what kind of opportunity is that for your team?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting for the community of Canmore and everybody involved, and I think it's great when you have an event like that come to the community, but it's going to be a lot of work, I think, for our entire organization and top to bottom, and we're excited about the hosting the Hockey Day in Canada group, Scotiabank's VIPs and everybody else that wants to come to Canmore. I think it's going to be fun.
What kind of benefit can there be? Obviously, when something like that comes, you end up being able to improve some of your facilities maybe. Is there anything that you guys have targeted for what you'll be able to do?
Nothing right now. I think for us, our community is pretty used to hosting large events, but I think it's just good community support. I mean, obviously, we want to give back to all the sponsors and supporters of the Canmore Eagles Hockey Club, and they're going to get an opportunity to be a part of some of the special events that we're going to have going, and we're going to give back to that group as much as we can and make sure that everybody really enjoys the week.
Excellent. Well, best of luck this season. Thanks so much for doing this, Andrew.
Thank you.